In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Last year, 23-year-old man named Chen Young Yu went into an internet cafe in San Francisco. This internet cafe is a place where people can go in and they pay an hourly fee to use the internet and work or play online games, compose music, attend online classes, anything you might need high-speed internet for. Chen Young Yu got a cup of coffee and a muffin, took his favorite sofa chair in the corner and began working on a computer game he was designing for his software firm. He paid for a 12-hour shift, but only worked about 2 hours of that. Why is that? After 2 hours, Mr. Young Yu drooped in his sofa chair and he died. He was 23 years old. The initial finding was that Chen Young Yu had a heart attack from an undiagnosed heart condition. Perhaps the worst part of this story, however, is that nobody noticed this young man's motionless body for 10 hours. Customers came and went. Baristas made rounds with coffee and pastries and such. It wasn't until his 12-hour prepaid internet connection ended that someone finally noticed Chen's lifeless body, 10 hours too late to help. Of course, in the ensuing investigation, the question posed to everyone was, didn't you notice? Didn't you notice? Didn't you notice a man who had paid for 12 hours of internet and didn't work? Didn't you notice somebody completely immobile for 10 hours? Didn't you notice? Now, I don't tell this story to make us feel sad or to point fingers, certainly not. I tell this story because it so perfectly fits today's gospel lesson. Jesus tells a story of a rich man and a poor man named Lazarus who lays at his gate. The poor man is destitute. Starving, it says, desiring for just the crumbs that fall from the rich man's table. And those crumbs can be literal or symbolic, just the life that falls from this rich man's table. It says he's covered in sores. His only friends are feral dogs. Now, as with all the Savior's parables, this one is rich in layered meaning. And for today, I'd like us to consider just one part of this parable. And it's the simple question, didn't he notice? Didn't he notice? Didn't he notice the impoverished, diseased man lying at his gate all those years? And I'm not sure which answer is worse. Is it worse to say, yes, he noticed but didn't care? Or is it worse to say, no, he never even noticed at all? Not noticing someone in need seems to be like it, or at least it could be the more innocent answer, but really is it? Isn't there something cold and inhumane about not noticing at all? I mean, the image of God in myself and the image of God in my neighbor should be a unifying, should be almost magnetic force that will at least make us notice and at a minimum will evoke our compassion. The difference between didn't you notice and didn't you care really becomes irrelevant in this context, because to care is to notice. To care is to notice the other. And the ultimate condemnation of the rich man in today's reading is his failure to notice the humanity of poor Lazarus. Exactly the same way that the question for the people around Chen Young Yu was the failure to notice a young man motionless for 10 hours. Notice the rich man is not condemned because he didn't save everybody in the world. He's not the Messiah. He doesn't have to save the world. He doesn't even have to save his whole village. But if we bear the image of God, we do have to notice the suffering of the person at our very gates. Now, the rich man didn't notice even the one man, Lazarus, who was brought to his life. Now, in America, we don't usually have a destitute person literally lying at a gate at the end of our driveway. But that doesn't mean there is no one in need who we should be noticing. The gate here is symbolic. The gate is the entrance to our presence. The gate is the entrance to our circle. The gate is the entrance into our heart. And sometimes we have to look for that person. I don't mean pry into their personal business, but just open our eyes and see what's around us. Do we notice that there are people in America without warm clothes? Do we notice that there are people who are suffering isolation? Do we notice the person who needs to be accepted and received with a simple positive comment? Do we notice clues? Like when we ask someone how they're doing and they respond, so-so. You know, that's someone we should notice. You know, if the gospel teaches us anything, it's that not noticing is no excuse, because noticing is a form of caring. And again, you don't have to save the world, but we'd better notice the person that Christ brings to our own gates. I mean, the rich man in the gospel, God provided him with everything he needed, but in turn, he noticed no one. No one. Now, we're given today a striking and bright contrast to this rich man. Today happens to be the feast day of St. Tabitha, October 25th. It just happens to coincide with this reading this particular year. We learn Tabitha's story from the 9th chapter of Acts. She's described as a widow full of good works and charitable deeds. In the story, Tabitha dies and all her friends mourn. They all grieve, and they display the blankets and the clothes that Tabitha has made for the poor. Now, St. Peter subsequently comes and raises Tabitha from the dead. But in those few lines, we learn a lot. Tabitha is widowed, likely poor, grieving herself, knows what it's like to suffer. She has every reason to withdraw. She has every reason to withdraw into herself, but she doesn't. She not only doesn't withdraw, she opens her eyes. Whereas the rich man had everything given to him, but didn't even notice poor Lazarus at his gate, Tabitha had her whole life taken from her and turns that pain into good works and charitable deeds, making clothes for the needy. In other words, Tabitha notices the people at her gate. She didn't save the world. She just noticed the people at her gate. And I'm often struck by the fact that in the Lord's parable, the rich man is never named. If you go read it again, he isn't given a name. But the poor man is. The poor man is given the name Lazarus. So, now, why is that? It's because every poor person, every child that needs a word of encouragement, every adult that needs a word of encouragement, every lonely and isolated and grieving soul has a name, has an identity in the eyes of God. And that's why Jesus gives poor Lazarus a name in this parable. People have names. People have identities. The young man who went unnoticed for 10 hours has a name, Chen Young Yu, an identity. There are no generic people in need. There are, however, individuals bearing the image of God known to him by name. And as one or two are brought to the gate of your life, as one or two are brought to the gate of your heart, as one or two pass through your circle, the all-important question then rings out, will you notice? Amen.